And then they become what? They become Christians, or whom the Lord Jesus says, my brethren. It was through the ministry of a living, shining church that I became a Christian. I was brought up in religion. I told you I was into a Catholic school, and the only thing it ever did for me was put me off Christianity. In fact, I didn't want to see Christianity anymore after that. But it was after the communists came and closed down the churches and threw the missionaries out that I became a Christian. Why? Because for the first time, when they had cleared away all the stuff on top, there came forth the true Christians. The Chinese Christians who lived a life that showed the beauty and power of Christ. Then I thought, I said, this is Christianity. All along I thought Christianity was about burning incense. I thought Christianity was about rituals, about wearing fancy garments, about using holy water and stuff like this. I thought that's Christianity. And then I saw these Christians that behaved in a way that really made me sick. It put me off. But then when I saw the true Christians, I said, this is something very different. The person who helped me so much, somebody who showed the beauty and love and care of Christ, his life had a unique quality that I had never seen before in anyone. He loved me, he cared for me, he watched over me, he guided me, he counseled me. All that in 6 months before the communists took him away, put him in a labor camp, and nobody ever saw him again. He obviously died in the Chinese gulag. But in 6 months, he taught me what being a true Christian really is. He told me what a true church is really about. I learned more about Christ from his life than all the theology that I learned later on. They never added anything more to my knowledge of Christ in terms of what his life quality really is. All the many years later was just knowledge in the head. But those 6 months taught me something in the heart that I could never learn again in any academic institution. That is your ministry. That is mine. To show them by what we are, what Christ is, what the church is, and what is the way to eternal life. That is the beauty and the wonder. Let us be quiet before God in prayer. We earnestly pray, O Lord, in this day and age of commercialism, of structures and infrastructures and organizations, in a day in which the church has become conformed to all of these things, where it becomes a vast and powerful organization, and where its leaders are people of influence and enjoy their glory in the world. In a day, O Lord, when even the church is engaged in commercialism, too often motivated by money and buildings, O Lord, we pray, re-establish the church which you meant to establish and has revealed to us in the New Testament. Grant that each one of us here may know what is our place and our calling in this high calling that you have given to us, to be members of your church. And now we also pray for those who are about to be ordained as leaders of this, your church, that, Lord, you will make them truly to be humble servants of yours, living forth the beauty and quality of life, hardly seen in this world anymore, but which most urgently needs to be seen again, to draw people into the way of life. Hear this, our plea and our prayer. We ask in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen.